USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 150 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. Over 105 million Americans are fully vaccinated.
President Biden speaking at the White House. The president also saying he aims to see 70% of adult Americans with at least one vaccine shot by the 4th of July holiday. California Governor Gavin Newsom is kicking off efforts to defeat the recall campaign against him. Speaking at a press conference with the Firefighters Union, Newsom saying California cannot afford to waste hundreds of millions of dollars in what he called a partisan power grab to unseat him from office. Republican challengers Caitlyn Jenner and John Cox have launched ad campaigns today designed to generate support for their efforts to win an election that's expected this fall. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 19 points to close at 34,133. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
The FBI is searching for answers after an incident outside the CIA headquarters on Monday.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is testifying in a virtual House budget hearing today. He says his office will be guided by the rule of law.
We are united by our commitment to protecting our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Garland saying his department is asking for more money to boost the enforcement of civil rights.
The Civil Rights Division's work remains vital to addressing unlawful discrimination and bias. Our budget seeks to increase the department's civil rights funding by $33 million.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is lifting the U.S. refugee cap to 62,500 for the remainder of this fiscal year. The fiscal year ends September 30th. The move comes as the White House got fierce reaction from Democrats last month after announcing that Biden would maintain the Trump administration's refugee camp at 15,000. Peter Lumaj is an Albanian refugee who came over and is now a legalized citizen. He shares with Fox News why he came to the United States.
We had to escape Albania because Albania was a communist country. And then we were settled in a refugee camp. Then after that, we had to we were subjected to background investigation to make sure that we proved our identity. We didn't commit any crimes. We were not wanted. Then we had to undergo medical examinations and interviewed by the U.S. Embassy and eventually came to the United States. So the one who doesn't go through that process doesn't understand the importance And the significance of being an American, because when you come to the United States as a refugee, you come here for the Americanism. You don't come here because of the benefits that they would offer you. I think that we have diluted that significance of coming to the United States.
This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Day. The concept got its start with former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt back in 1953. Teachers are receiving special recognition at some businesses such as Office Depot, Costco, and Buffalo Wild Wings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.